Good morning, everyone. That was the prelude to the prelude this morning. We'd like to welcome Grace Lowe. Yes. Grace has been here many times before in the past and, in fact, taught Shen Jones the Arhu many years ago, too, when she was studying that. So I've known Grace since about 2000, and we've played together on various occasions and did some garden concerts. And we have a concert in Woodstock at the library on Tuesday night, and thought this was a nice opportunity to share some of that music with you. That first piece was a song from a movie called Journey to the West, a Chinese movie, and was one of the pieces from the soundtrack. For the actual prelude this morning, we'll do something that's maybe a little more familiar to you. It's the Gabriel's Oboe piece from The Mission by Ennio Morricone, and that'll be the official prelude. I should also welcome Doug Kenyon, longtime parishioner and recent member of the choir, as our soloist this morning. So thanks, Doug, for leading the music today.
Welcome to St. James Westminster on another toasty Sunday morning. What a gift it is to begin our worship with such beautiful music. Thank you so much. What a treat. No one has approached me with announcements, so I only have my own. a thank you to everyone who has made donations to the summer camp. It begins tomorrow. We meet at 8:30 at Wesley Knox tomorrow, and we will spend 5 days together learning about the fruits of the Spirit. I am excited. My children less so, but, you know, they'll get over it. They thought they were going to Camp Huron and that they would be doing archery all week. This is a bit of a change of plans. There are 26, 27 children registered. So please do keep us in your prayers. I think it's going to be a wonderful week. With that, let us sing our opening hymn. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from you no secrets are known. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name.
O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in the trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him, when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have been gracious to your land, O Lord. You have restored the good fortunes of Jacob.
You have forgiven all the iniquity of your people and blotted out all their sins.
You have withdrawn all your fury and turned yourself from your wrathful indignation.
Restore us then, O God, our Savior. Let your enemy depart from us.
Will you be displeased with us forever? Will you prolong your anger from age to age?
Will you not hear us like again, that your people may rejoice in you?
Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation.
Truly your salvation.
And truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
Lord, you will indeed grant us prosperity, and our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness shall go before you, and peace shall be a pathway for your feet.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. and do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives. And everyone who searches, finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of Christ. Be seated. Jesus' disciples ask him to teach them to pray. And so Jesus does. He gives them a form they can use again, words to guide them, words that we will pray in just a few moments. Then Jesus teaches his disciples about prayer, showing them what prayer is like, ensuring them that when they pray, God will respond. In fact, Jesus seems to say that God is eager to respond, that maybe God has been waiting for us to show up. Jesus teaches us that prayer is active, using words like ask, search, knock, and teaching us to be persistent, implying that we shouldn't wait around hoping that prayer will happen to us, although I've definitely had that happen. Jesus teaches us that we needn't be passive in our relationship with God, waiting for God to turn up someday and miraculously meet all our needs. Instead, Jesus shows us that we have a part to play, that God wants us to engage and to seek God out, that God has given us a voice and thoughts and feelings, and God wants to hear them. You know where Jesus is a little lighter on the details, though? What God's response looks like. What we should expect from prayer. Jesus says that God will respond. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Great. Except that I am confident that many of us know what it feels like to pray and not see or hear a response from God. It can be confusing and painful when we approach God with an earnest plea, and it seems like God does nothing. As I have shared before, I often watch more news than is wise or helpful. But I confess that there is one event in the world that I have tried to hear a little less about. It's too painful, and it's complicated, and I couldn't see what good would come from knowing all the details when I didn't feel that I had the power to change what was happening. But this week, as I struggled to write this sermon, the news out of Gaza became impossible to avoid. And it seemed disingenuous to me that we should gather this morning and hear Jesus teach the disciples the Lord's Prayer, hear Jesus' encouragement that we ask God for our daily bread, without acknowledging that people are starving just down the road from the place where Jesus spoke these words. And I just wasn't sure what to say. Yesterday evening, I learned that more food is now getting into Gaza. Enough people noticed, and they used their voices. And the situation is a little better. It won't be fine for a long time, but it is a little better. And that's when I remembered that when we think about God providing daily bread, providing for our needs, sometimes we turn to those stories like the one in Exodus, when God feeds the Israelites with manna from heaven. Or we read about Jesus miraculously feeding the multitude with just a few loaves and fishes. But that really, most of the passages in Scripture that talk about eating are far more mundane than that. They're stories of communities coming together and sharing meals. In fact, we know that we have the Eucharist today because when early Christians gathered together, they read Scripture, and they prayed, and they shared a meal. And that is no less an answer to prayer than manna falling from the sky. The wise among us can tell us that prayer will change us if we allow it. That in fact, that change may well be one of the most beautiful parts of prayer. We approach God with our concerns and our desires, the problems of the world that we feel powerless to change, only for God to show us that there are, in fact, some things that we can do. That sometimes we have, and sometimes we are, the good gifts that God gives to the world. And that just as we have a voice that God wants us to use in prayer, we also have agency and power and voices that God can use to respond to prayers when we speak out against injustice and we share what we have with another. We can pray and then write letters to those in government. We can pray and volunteer our time. We can pray and learn more about things we don't understand. And when we do, the kingdom of God comes just a little bit closer. Amen. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in
God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please assume a posture of prayer. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Heavenly Father, we praise your name. As you pour out your Holy Spirit upon your church, so may we labor as midwives of your kingdom. Build your church and root it in your Son. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Heavenly Father, you set us in a garden of promise and fruitfulness. Give us the will to share your bounty with fairness, ensuring all are fed. Guide the nations in justice and peace. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Heavenly Father, you set aside our sin and release us from its bonds. Bring your liberty to all enslaved by tyranny and exploitation. Raise up prophets and champions of the weak and vulnerable. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Heavenly Father, you are always ready to hear the cry of those who call out to you. In your mercy, pour out your blessing on all who suffer. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness. We think today especially of Gavin, Scott, Mary Lou, Jamie, Don and Nancy, Catherine, Brian, Bill, Drew, Sherry, Ali, Ronnelly, Tom, Mary, Casey, Dave and Anna, Jim and Mark, and Carol. And we pray for the soul of John Bentley, a dear friend who died very suddenly and unexpectedly in Spain this week. May he rest in peace. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Heavenly Father, our life is bound up with your life. Hold us all our days and bring us at the last to your eternal city. Grant to all the inheritance prepared for your beloved children. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Let us pray. God of grace, accept all we offer you this day as we look toward the glory you have promised. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
And gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave thanks to you, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. And we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
It's not far, just close by, through an open door. Work all done, care laid by, or in on home. Others there expecting me, others waiting to. Lots of folk gather there, all the friends I knew. Nothing's lost, all's gain. No more fret nor pain. No more stumbling on the way. No more longing for the day. Going to Rome no more. Morning star the way, restless dream all done. Shadows gone, break of day, real life just begun. There's no break, there's no end. I'm just living on. It's not far, just close by, through an open door. I'm just going home.
Let us pray. God of grace, we have received the memorial of the death and resurrection of your Son. May your love poured into us bring us to your promise. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And just before I give the blessing, I've been asked to highlight another announcement, so bear with me for one moment. Our dear friend and parishioner Nicholas and I are going to be putting on a stewardship financial literacy awareness on this Saturday at 2:00 in the Great Hall. It's a wonderful opportunity to look at finances and once again utilize some of the incredible talents of the parishioners of St. James. So if that is something that interests you, please, please come on Saturday. It begins in the Great Hall at about 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. And I believe it's a drop-in that you can have specific questions and things answered. So with that, thank you. Now let's receive the blessing of God that we receive in so many ways. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.